Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
What improved the quality of your life so much you wish you did it sooner? These are the internet's most interesting, funniest, and overall best answers to that question. A good ergonomic chair. No more back pain. This one I can completely recommend. It actually changed my life, legit. Realizing that I'm a person who needs to be on his meds, and that's okay. Getting sober after 38 years of alcoholism, that is incredibly impressive, my word. I wish I knew that thoughts were fleeting. Most of the several thousand a day aren't helpful. Learning to be in the moment and being more conscious. Wow, you're getting some good advice here. Going to the gym daily. Lost my fat butt in a year, and I'm now finally being the person I want to be. Or at least I look like him. Turning off all push notifications except for essentials like financial apps or important contacts. Honestly, being addicted to your phone is underrated. I reckon I just might be. Drinking water first thing in the morning and through the day. Stay hydrated. Decent headphones. Not too expensive, but better than the cheapest available ones. Sound is better and they don't break easily. And on that as well, sometimes paying a little bit more money straight away is better than buying something that's cheaper because it's going to be worse. And the quality is going to be better on the more expensive thing. And in the long run, you're actually spending less money, if that makes sense. Deleting Facebook. Wow. Fair enough. I stopped saying yes to things I didn't want to do. That is a big one. A quality mattress, a quality chair, 30 minutes of exercise daily, eating at the same time daily, good hydration, and 7 to 8 hours of sleep. All simple things, but you put them all together, there you go. Estrangement from toxic family. Those of you that have toxic families, easier said than done, but if you can do it, I guess it makes sense. I hear ya. Cut off contact with my folks about 10 years ago. Coincidentally, managed to find a decent job and travel more afterwards without feeling guilty for living my own life. It only confirmed to me that I had done the right thing when one of my parents sent me a message one day saying, "You're nothing without your family." I didn't reply, but I'm everything without them. I set my own bar for success. I got what I jokingly call a nose job, fixed a deviated septum and removed a lot of cysts. The ability to breathe is amazing. When they removed the packing after the surgery, I was giddy. I mean, my wife and I were in a huge fight at the time, and I was practically giggling during it. No more sinus infections, solid sleep at night, better sense of smell. It's freaking awesome. Now look, I've not had a nose job, but I have had something called an adenoidectomy, where they remove a little bit of your nose, pretty much. I mean, it's meant to go away when you're a kid, but it didn't for me anyway. Now, I remember I had that surgery, and my first breath, honestly, was unbelievable. It was incredible. It was as if I grew 1,000 noses at once. It was sensational. Stopped me from snoring, stopped me from being able to not breathe while eating. It was great. And I'm still very thankful that I had that surgery. You know what? If I can find it, I'll insert a picture of me before going into that surgery right now. It's from a few years ago, so I look a bit different, but hey, there you go. And here we go, another very similar one, septoplasty. I've always had bad allergies and a stuffy nose, and it wasn't until I was 30 and feeling like I'd tried literally everything, allergy shots, inhalers, nose sprays, that I said, "I feel like we've tried all these things and it's made an improvement, but this can't be normal. Is it possible I have something physical, like a deviated septum or something?" And my allergist said, "Well, of course you have a deviated septum, but it's very slight. Surgery probably wouldn't even do anything." Went to an ENT, got a septoplasty, and it's night and day. If my deviation was slight, I can't imagine what a major one is like. I've had many allergists since I was young, and not a single one ever said anything about a deviated septum to me. Wish I would have known 10 years ago. Now, to be fair, pretty much his advice is just saying, if you can't breathe properly, do something about it. Which sounds pretty obvious, but I guess, yeah, it's good advice. I quit drinking, and everything else came with that. Early mornings, exercise, weight loss, rebuilding relationships, remember everything. Always able to conceive. Our first baby is due this Christmas. I'm just happy. Even on the bad days, I'm still 100 times happier than on my best drunken days. Wow. It's pretty crazy to me how stopping one thing can just drastically improve your life, but I guess that shows if you can stop doing one negative thing, your life can get 100 times better. Great. Having my feet repaired. Pro-life tip, if you think a toe is broken, seek medical attention and have it x-rayed. Don't make the mistake of simply taping neighboring toes together, assuming that's all the doctor could do anyway. Brilliant. Walking. After years of trying to run, I simply started walking. 5 to 7 miles a day in good weather. It's literally life-changing in terms of mental and physical health. I could not agree with this point more. You know, everyone says, oh, if you want to do some exercise, just run 5K. Well, to be fair, if you've never run before, running 5K is extremely hard, and it's also very physically demanding on your body as well. Think about it. Your bones aren't used to running 5,000 meters. If you do it, it's going to be extremely painful. Whereas walking, you can do, not get injured, and still get the benefits of that exercise. I completely agree with this point. Removing cocaine use from my life. Yeah, good advice. It's up there for me. Not cocaine, isn't, you know, this advice. Let's move on. Changing universities from a toxic to a super friendly environment. Still shocked that studying can be fun. Completely agree. A lot of people have such contrasting opinions of university, and a lot of that is down to the university itself and the people you meet there. Sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you get unlucky. But like this person, if you can change when it's really bad, that's pretty insane. Taking a yearly vacation. My family never traveled growing up, so I didn't know what I was missing out on. But I've got a good paying job with time off benefits, and my wife and I have been taking a vacation every year since we got married. Even if it's just something simple, the time away from the usual day-to-day does wonders. Quality work shoes or boots. I would go and buy the cheapest Walmart boots, and they'd be trash in a few months, and I'd constantly be sore. I now own multiple pairs of Carolina logging boots, and it's incredible. I've got a pair I bought in 2014 that are still waterproof. I need to get them resold, and I bet I get another few years out of them. This is kind of what I was saying earlier. Sometimes if you spend more immediately, you actually spend less in the long term. Like for me, that is the case with clothes. I know when I buy jeans in particular, I always try and buy the best pair of jeans I can. And the two pairs of jeans that I own right now, I've had for, what, 5 years, I think? And they're still decent. Think about it. If you want to buy one pair of jeans every year for 5 years, or one pair of jeans that lasts you 5 years that's much better quality, which one's going to be cheaper in the long run? It's pretty obvious to me. And yeah, look, I'm not saying it doesn't hurt spending that much money right away, but think about it if you can in the long run, and I assure you, you'll spend less. Getting a dog. It really helps with loneliness. Nice and simple one, but hey, if you can get a dog and, you know, look after it well, and it be a lifelong friend, pretty crazy. Oh, this is a nice comment below as well. I understand why people go into crazy cat lady mode now. Pets bring so much comfort. My cats kept me going through my worst years, and I'm so grateful for them. Oh, that's really nice. Oh my God, look, another comment as well that's amazing. This, I work from home, not married, no kids. Used to roll out of bed at 9:05 and sit on my butt until well past 5. Couldn't sleep because I got no exercise, so went to bed way too late and got basically no sleep every night. Chronically lethargic and sluggish all the time. Now, up at 6:30 every day because the dog needs to eat, go out and go on his walkie or play fetch in the yard. Have a snuggle buddy all day. Take him out for another walkie on my break or after work. Play fetch again. Go to bed at a reasonable hour because I'm actually tired at the end of the day. And of course, I'm madly in love with a little bugger and he loves me. I never want to be without a dog again. Guys, put in the comments below, what is your favorite type of dog or cat? I actually really want to know. Cycling to work. Exercise and transportation for free. Plus, I actually feel awake when I get there. You know, that's a great shout. Only if you can shower at work though. Because I don't want to be sitting next to you and you stink. All right, pal? Just make sure you shower. Now, this one is actually really interesting. Stop watching the news and got rid of all cable and streaming apps. Goodness, life is so peaceful without 24/7 reminders of negativity. And you realize, life isn't that bad. This one is super interesting because a podcast I was listening to the other day said pretty much exactly the same thing. If you're constantly looking at the news and stuff and it's really negative and it doesn't really affect you anyway, what benefit are you personally getting from that? Like, realistically, it's good to know what's going on in the world. Sure, I get that. But if you're constantly seeing negative news that you yourself can't do anything to affect, is it really beneficial to you as a person? I'm not entirely sure it is. Does that kind of make sense? I don't know. Okay, this one is probably the weirdest one yet. Using a little stool to elevate my legs while pooping. Almost like you were squatting. You don't even need to push that much. It's so much easier. Oh, and changing my bed pillow. Two different pieces of advice there. The first one, interesting. You don't even need to push that much. It's so much easier. Is it normally hard for you, OP? Guys, is it hard for you to poo? Comment down below. Changing your bed pillow, yeah, that makes complete sense. Got a dishwasher. Year past, I'd been using it incorrectly, so I assumed all dishwashers sucked and washing by hand was superior. Turns out it was user error. Making sure the tap is hot before starting the machine, making sure the trap is clean and nozzles are not blocked, putting one tablespoon of vinegar in each wash, and buying semi-decent dishwasher detergents made all the difference in the world. Now my dishes look just as good as if I'd washed them by hand. And more importantly, I save upwards of 45 minutes each day after making dinner for 5 people. Even in my first year of university, I couldn't get over the lack of efficiency, the lack of time that having to do your own dishes costs you. Yeah, you save money, but think about it. You're losing so much time by doing your own dishes. If you can, I would heavily recommend getting one. I stopped giving a f***. There you go. I mean, look, easier said than done, but if you can do it, wow. Electric toothbrush. I must have really sucked at brushing, as I typically had a cavity every year or two. Now it's been 4 years cavity-free, and my teeth look great. I don't have dreams of crumbling teeth anymore. Oh my god, those ones suck. And to be fair, I do not use an electric toothbrush, and I really should, because I keep getting told to. Like, it makes sense. I just don't. That is a bit of advice that I need to listen to.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Divorce. Well, there you go. And then a comment down below. Nothing lonelier than being with the wrong person. Well, that's kind of sad, but hey, it's good advice nonetheless. Adapted my house. As a wheelchair user, it's tiny little things like being able to get under sinks that give you so much more independence and makes life that little bit easier. Setting aside a proper savings account. Of last year, then this year, I began shoving money in my savings, and now I've got a vacation fund. Unbelievable. If you are a little bit looser with money, let's just say, being able to do that and just forgetting the money even exists until you want to spend a lot of money or, you know, go on a vacation is a pretty crazy thing to do. I completely purged my closet and went Marie Kondo on it. The amount of anxiety that left me was palpable. Weird, but it was great. That is an interesting one. I don't think that would benefit me. I can't imagine how it would. But guys, comment down below. Try and help me understand that one. Interesting. Retirement. Should have done it much sooner. Blood pressure down, lost weight, no longer stressed out, can now talk to people without wanting to kill them. Yeah, I mean, easier said than done, but if you can do it, makes complete sense. But I have to agree with the comment down below. But if you no longer want to kill people, what do you do with your spare time? That is a really interesting question. I'm just a student in 10th grade, but I realized studying daily and deleting people from my life who were toxic towards me and my close ones are some things I should have done like 3 years ago. Bro, to be fair, you're in 10th grade and you're realizing those things already. Like, you are ahead of the vast majority of people and ahead of, to be fair, the majority of adults right now. Well done. Finding out I have generalized anxiety disorder and worrying and being stressed 24/7 isn't normal. Now on SSRI, and I finally can feel how normal people feel again. If you think that something is seriously wrong or even slightly wrong, it's always worth just going to see someone if you can and getting it checked out or just chatting with someone, you know. Is this normal? I'm not sure. Quit my job and move to the mountains. That is dope. I realized I care more about what I did with my free time than whatever work I did. So I got a job where my SO and I actually wanted to live. We live in a cute mountain town now, and every day watching the sunrise at home gives me 1,000% more happiness than anything ever in Illinois. I mean, look, that's tough in Illinois, but hey, cute mountains sounds pretty cool to me. Robo-vacuum. Wow, great shout. There's a little bit creepy though. That's the only thing that I think, you know, having some weird robot run around your gaff. Does that not creep you out a little bit? Maybe it doesn't. I don't have one personally. Do they work, guys? Owners of robo-vacuums, let me know. And finally, taking my passion for painting seriously. And I guess this kind of transcends painting, just any passion that you have. If you're not going for it, go for it. This is your message right now. Go for your passions. You never know. You could become amazing at them. And there we go, guys. Those are the internet's best answers to that question. But now it's up to you. Get down in the comments yourself and answer it. What improved the quality of your life, you watching, listening right now, so much that you wish you did it sooner? I want to know, because look, that's the internet, but it's not our community. I want to see if some of you have some really interesting answers. And if you do, and you have things that you've done that have really improved your quality of life, post them in the comments. Might help me, might help someone else, might help thousands of people to improve their lives as well. So actually, you owe it to me to write it down in the comments right now. I genuinely think that my advice to you lot would be, as I've kind of said throughout this video, that sometimes if you can, obviously, not everyone can do this, but if you can, a lot of the times it is worth spending more money on a higher quality product than spending less money on a cheaper product, but one that you're probably going to have to replace more because it is cheaper. Like, sometimes it's worth just spending that extra money knowing that you're going to get something that lasts you for way longer. I've done it with some, like, stuff on my desk. These headphones, for example, I had the previous pair of headphones for literally 5 years. Now, yeah, I could have bought some cheaper ones that weren't Bose for, you know, $100 less or whatever, but then I would have had to buy some other ones, you know, because they would have probably broken and the sound quality wasn't as good. Whereas these ones, like, I bought them, yeah, they were quite expensive, but I know I'm going to have them for 5 years and use them every day. Same with this chair, pretty expensive chair. Same with the mic, same with the computer. It's worth investing if you can. Otherwise, you have to keep spending more and more money to get more cheap things that break quicker. Does that kind of make sense? I hope it does. I think it is easier for me personally because I don't spend that much money at all, really. Like, I don't even remember the last time I bought clothes. So when I do, I don't mind spending a little bit more money, knowing that I then won't have to go and buy clothes again for, what, 2 or 3 years. That's how I work. But hey, maybe that's good advice, maybe it's not. Let me know down below. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/AskReddit. Really hope you enjoyed it. The last one I did went down really well. So if you haven't checked it out, it's on screen right there. Another super interesting question. And honestly, some of the replies to this were brilliant. If you are new to the channel, subscribe here, and I will see you guys all tomorrow for a brand new video. Have a good rest of your day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.